Hello, Audible. It's Derry Lawler here. So it's the last day of 2014. I said I'd come on and talk about the year. I just want to bring down this mic a bit so it's not too loud. So in the background you can hear a great sound called Across the Lake. And you can get them from www.hartgen.org. And you go there, go to Sounds Natural. So 2014 has been a very good year, computer-wise and gadget-wise. I've got the Mac up running and Windows 8.1 and JAWS 16 and Lisi, and I've learned to start with Kavi training, and I'm doing HTML5 and CSS just for my own use. But that sense has been a great year, and I've got JAWS 16, and I've been able to keep up to date with those updates. And I suppose really this year, Audio Boom, as we now know, was a big thing in my life, because every day I'd check it out and hear the new booze, what people were thinking and saying, and get lots of feedback. And it was just fantastic to be able to listen to all the different people in all the different channels, Blind Abilities, VI Talk, VIP Advisors, and just the usual stuff, basically. And so for 2015, which starts tomorrow, what I want to do this year is make a list of all the books I read. I do read a lot on Kindle and Voice Dream and Audible and Bookshare. And I want to make a list of what I've read. I've read a lot this year, but I don't know, you know, I can't tell you how many I've read. I know I've read all the Quentin Jardine books. He's a Scottish writer. He has a detective series called Bob Skinner. And he's written 24 Bob Skinner mysteries, and I've read all of those this year. And I've actually started the Clifton Chronicles this year, and finished those, waiting for Jeffrey Archer to get to the one in February, I think. So I know I've read them, but this year I want to make a list of what I'm reading. Now you can go to Goodreads and make a list and tell people what you thought of your read, but I'm not very good at that. I can't put into words what I think of a book. I know it's a good or a bad book. I've read some dreadful stuff this year, of course, and excellent stuff. So I know there's a couple of apps out there you can get and just add in your name. That's this year. Maybe even in with the Microsoft Excel spreadsheet, do by month what book I read and give you a marking out of 5. So that's what I want to do this year. Also, I'd like to get into a thing called a Raspberry Pi and Kavi training, Kuka Kavi. They're doing that this year, so I've put my name down for that in February for semester one. So hopefully I can get on that. Hopefully they do a class in my time zone. So I've been doing for the last 18 weeks. I've been doing on Monday nights. I've been doing my HTML5, creating web pages. And that's with Kavi, because on Monday nights I do a class for, say, in UK times, specifically. So I suppose health-wise, this year hasn't been great. Every 2 weeks I've had to go to the hospital to give blood because I have too much iron in my body. But that's been coming down nicely, and I've been putting on a few new drugs, steroids, so that hasn't been sort of nice. So let's look at the positives. 2015 is coming up tomorrow. I have a new iPhone 5S I'm using, MacBook Pro with Yosemite, Windows 8.1, so we're going to get nice new things coming up this year. So thank you for listening, and I wish you all the best for 2015. I hope we do more with Audio Boo, and don't forget to check out those Sounds Natural soundscapes. I've got this one low down. Check it out, it's really nice. It's something nice there. So, Hartgen www.hatchin.org and go to Sounds Natural there. Okay, see you all next year.